And then we come to day three. And God said, let the waters under the heaven be gathered together under one place, and let the dry land appear. And it was so. God called the dry land earth, gathering together the waters called he seas. And God saw that it was good. Now you have a horizontal division made of the waters. First, the waters above from the waters beneath. Now the waters separated from the land, from the earth. And that division is made. And may I say to you, there's nothing unscientific about this. They tell us that every spot on top side of this earth in which we live today was covered with water at one time. That was evidently a judgment that had come upon the earth way back sometime in the dim and distant eternity of the past. And we know practically nothing about it. Anything we say is speculation. You see, God has really told us very little here, but he told us enough that we can believe him. That's all. God called the dry land earth. Now, what's he getting ready to do? Well, it looks like he's getting ready to make a place that he can put man that'll be habitable. Man's not a water creature, although there's some of these evolutionists think we came out of it. The seaweed we mentioned, you remember. And others think we came out of a slop bucket. May I say to you, how absurd can you possibly be? Now, will you notice? God said, let the waters under the heaven be divided. Now, that's day three.